Tell me about how y'all, did you used to, I'm sure y'all used to raise hay. Tell me about, where do you usually keep it? Did you have a place?
Well, up until a few years before I married and left home, we always putted up loose.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it in a shop part-time, but most of the time we put it in the barn loft. Taking, of course, a team, mules or horses, and an old horse-drawing mower and rake, and cut it and rake it.
Rake it in two.
And,
you had to rake, in the field, you had to rake
it. Yeah, we'd rake it and shock it, then we'd load it on a wagon and haul it to the shock or to the barn, loose.
Then shock it in a, you mean?
Yeah, in a round shock, you know, small shocks.
Yeah.
Where it'd be easier loaded.
If you ever fill the barn up, did you ever have to leave it out in the field?
How yes, we'd make a big shock out in the field.
Mm-hmm. I see. When you were getting it up, you raked it up into
they call them windrows.
Windrows.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. Yeah. Do you ever get up? Now, when you get, when you have to go out in the spring, you got all that dead stuff laying, or the cows usually eat that.
The cattle usually eat it. You don't have anything left.
They eat all that.
Uh-huh.
You ever get a more than after you first cutting? Then you ever get a hay or anything here like that fescue? Will you get a second?
Yeah, usually not on fescue. You won't get two cuttings on it. We don't hardly ever cut any fescue hay. We usually just cut our Johnson grass and Bermuda grass and Bahia grass. If you get a good year, well, you can cut Johnson grass three times, Bahia twice, Bermuda two or three times.
That's pretty good. When you have a crop, like, do you ever get any vegetables or anything come up? Just come up by themselves, or come up
volunteer?
Yeah.
Yeah.